This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program. Toll free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So as we go live this morning, of course, there is evidently a large caravan of people making their way from southern Mexico up to the United States border. So here we go again, folks. We've got another caravan making its way our way. And so I wonder if the border is going to be closed when they get here the way that Mayorkas continues to tell us that it is. I'm not holding my breath. I don't think you are either. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. We are live. It is Tuesday morning. It is October 31st. It is Halloween. And just last hour, we had a great Halloween song for our Trucker Traveler Report. We've got another great one coming up this hour. And I gave some clues. I gave some hints of what the next song is going to be. It's going to be Halloween-themed. It's going to be horror-themed from back in the 80s. It was groundbreaking. It was lengthy at the time for radio, that's for sure. And so we'll give you those hints. And if you like to take a guess, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. Send me a direct message. Give me your guess or give me a call on telephone and give me your guess there as we go through the hour this morning here. And once again, we're broadcasting to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, out to all of our great radio affiliates across the country, and of course up on the GCN satellite system this morning as well. Good morning to everybody listening. Good morning to everybody at GCN. I know everybody's working hard up there this morning as well. All right, folks, once again, the telephone number 949-822-7959. And as a matter of fact, we do have a caller. Let's head on over to line one this morning here in this first segment and say good morning to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Kyle. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Elliot, I haven't heard from you for a while. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice. America, don't be fooled by Joe Biden's and Barack Hussein Obama love for Iran and the Palestinians. Look at their wicked policies that demands our adversaries to cakewalk all over us. It's as if Barack Obama came to America for two specific reasons: to destroy America and enrich himself with millions in his bank account. We have the technology to hand over to Israel. Joe Biden will not do it. The F-117 Nighthawk will engage its target, drop a bunker buster. The GBU-28 bomb has the capability of penetrating 100 feet of earth or 20 feet of concrete. We have this technology. Iran Raisi, known as Dr. Death, promised the people of Iran he would avenge the death of Soleimani. Now, both Obama and Biden appeases the Ayatollah with billions. America, their jihads are here amongst us right now. By way of the open northern and southern border is a purposeful intent. They are mixed in with college kids and Marxist street radicals. The plan is to push Israel into the sea and to use their alliance with China, Russia, Qatar, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, Turkey, as they join radical jihads all around the world. Now, Kyle, those who are coming to destroy our way of life, is this part of the wickedness of Barack Hussein Obama change we can count on, and Biden's epic failure to close the damn border? Yeah, Kyle, thank you so much. Yeah. Have a great day, sir.
You too. I've got a question for you, Elliot. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Yeah, and that is, yeah, you talked about, of course, the support for Israel. Why aren't we sending them all the other stuff or whatever? But why is it that they're so keen on trying to describe the problems with Ukraine that they're defending Ukraine from Russian imperialism, but sort of gloss over the whole Israel thing because they're not trying to anger, the Arab world, one might think?
Yeah. Well, we're not a unit. We're not aligned in proportion. And this is a purposeful act. We have to look at it for what it is. Barack Obama is a sour wuss. He's no good. He's a demon devil. And his intent, hey, you don't have to say anything, Barack. You don't have to say anything, Joe. We see you by the actions that you take, the actions that you're doing to hurt America, to bring her to her knees. And we're going to fight you and fight you at every damn turn, whatever it takes to get our country back.
All right. Yeah, you're fired up, Elliot, and I appreciate the call, and I hope that you call back again and hope you have a great morning.
Thank you, sir. God bless America.
All right. That's Elliot, everybody. And it is good to hear from Elliot. I haven't talked to him for quite some time. So, all right. I'm glad he's doing well out there. But, yes, the whole thing of the support and just the mentality right now, my friends, is really, really scary. And I don't say that to any kind of Halloween tie-in. I mean, it's scary yesterday, it's scary today, and it'll be scary tomorrow, regardless if it's Halloween or not, right? And because it's almost just weird. I don't understand sometimes this whole thing about coming against Israel and simply, sort of knee-jerk reactions, people simply saying slogans. In fact, I think we'll get to it next segment, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, people don't even know what it is they're talking about when they say that. They hear it and they repeat it, but I don't think that they are cognizant of what that really means. It's exactly what Elliot was talking about, and that is to push Israel into the sea. That's what that means. And in this day and age, 2023, it's okay somehow to disparage an entire ethnicity, an entire race of people, and just go after the Jews. I mean, I wish they would ask Hamas, what other tenets of the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler do you agree with? Because you've got the first one down pat. But they're never going to ask those kinds of questions because I guess they just don't want to really show people the tie-in here that we're seeing. Hatred. Hatred is, this is horrible, folks. What's not horrible is we're going to be right back right after this. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, get your motor running. Head out on the highway. If you're looking for adventure, you have found it, my friends. We are the place for news and politics and the overnights all across America. And we're glad that you're with us. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And we have so much more to tell you about. We're going to talk about Trump and poll numbers here in just a moment. Plus, we've got some great Kamala Harris audio clips, which are sure to be provide entertainment like you're not hearing, perhaps, on the radio this morning, and we're going to bring it to you. That's our job. Right? That's our job. You can also go to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message. Let me know what you think about things and what you'd like to talk about as well. All right. Well, first, folks, our station AM 860, that's our flagship station there in Tampa, Florida, AM 860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024. With Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka, live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. It's all happening that day, November 14th, at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. Now, with pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024, Tuesday, November 14th. Tickets, again, available now at theanswertampa.com. Brought to you by Wired Differently. All right, well, as we said, folks, welcome back to the broadcast this morning. President Trump, of course, we'll talk about the gag order here in a minute, too. But I want to bring this to your attention. This from The Guardian. Trump maintains huge Iowa polling lead as, get this, Nikki Haley gains ground. Donald Trump maintained his huge lead in the crucial early voting state of Iowa in a major new poll by NBC News and the Des Moines Register. But Nikki Haley is now emerging as his closest challenger. The former U.S. president has a 27-point lead in the Iowa three months before the first vote of the Republican primary, as he's attracted 43% support. But Haley, the former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador, climbed, get this, 10 points to 16%, sharing second place with Governor Ron DeSantis, whose campaign has long been seen to be stalling, according to the article. No other candidate scored significantly, even after second choices of supporters of Mike Pence, the former president, and now, of course, he suspended his campaign, were reapportioned. So they were able to account for this, evidently, in the poll. So that is also significant. J.N. Seltzer, the Iowa pollster who conducted the survey, said, "This is a good poll for Donald Trump. For all things that happened between the last poll and now, he's still the dominant player in the field. And his standing has, in fact, improved from August." And so there we go. So Trump obviously is being seen as someone who, number one, well, of course, he's been president. We haven't really seen this in modern times, right, where an actual former president is actually running again. You can go back in American history and find that, Teddy Roosevelt and so forth. But in the modern times, the protocol has always been you run for president if you win and you serve, and then you just kind of you go away after that. You know, for all intents and purposes. And certainly a one-term president coming back and trying to run again would be unheard of. But it seems to me, and maybe you'll agree with me on this, it seems to me that Donald Trump is the one who typically tries to break the mold on these kinds of things. That's what I'm thinking. All right, let's head over to line one. I think we've got James in Clearwater. Is that you, James?
Sure is, Kyle.
All right, good morning.
good morning. This will really scare you here, not okay. Because it's Halloween, just because the way it is in the world. The government has been buying up millions of rounds of ammunition for years in the very recent past year. And if you remember, President Obama said that what America needs is another army that's better equipped and bigger than one we have. And nobody really challenged him on that. And you think about this, just the IRS alone, with their 86,000 people, if you look at the application form, you got to be willing to put a bullet in somebody's head now. That's the one they want. I'm going, what the heck? 86,000 people is more than we had in the surge in Iraq.
Right.
Think about that. That's just one branch of the government. And it kind of makes you wonder, what is this army that they're talking about building around? Is this a Praetorian Guard? Or is it something else that we don't know about? Or maybe they're just gearing up for what's already come across the border and they know who they need to use it on. Things that make you go, in the night on Halloween.
That's right. No, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, it is kind of weird, because also then if the U.S. government or any entity just buys up all the ammunition, well, then it's hard for, you know, law-abiding gun owners to go out and buy ammunition.
You know, it's coming back online, but and other sources that you used to be able to buy too, they're shutting off. Russians is one thing, you know, granted you don't want to, you know, give the money to them, but then again, if it's not around, you're not supposed to have it. I mean, come on, what's going on here?
Well, indeed. And of course, Mike Johnson, you know, wanted to cut the IRS funding significantly in order to pay for Israel aid, and that didn't go over too well at the White House.
Now you know why.
Well, I was just going to say that's exactly it. I mean, you know, you start putting two and two together on that.
Got to read between the lines on this one.
Indeed.
As far as your song goes, I'm kind of thinking of the Allman Brothers. Frankenstein would be really good for that.
I like that. I like that very much. That's not the song I was thinking of, but it does fit the criteria, because Frankenstein was really, it was a long song. It was a long song.
It rocks.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember that song, and yeah, that's actually pretty cool. It's instrumental as well, and what it did, what Frankenstein did, was it just kind of created this little theater of the mind when you listen to it. You know, it was definitely theatrical.
It was a musical spoof on all the horror movies that you know Bela Lugosi and whatnot, and I think they did a pretty good job of it.
I agree completely. Very cool. That was the Edgar Winter Group, right?
Yeah, I said Allman Brothers, isn't yeah. right? I had the name right, but the group wrong.
I do that same thing. Very cool. Well, James in Clearwater, I appreciate the call very much.
Sure thing, and have a good day. Now, I can bounce to what I mentioned off of Denise there and get her idea. I probably won't be tuned in by then, but yeah, this is something that America really needs to think about, what's really going on.
Indeed. Indeed it is.
Stay on your knees and... like the Who says, don't be fooled again.
Well said. Very well said. Thanks again, James.
Sure.
All right, take care. Have a great morning. All right, James in Clearwater, everybody. Always great to hear from him. And, yeah, well, that was a great guest, by the way. Frankenstein. Yeah, I haven't thought about that song for a while. But I do remember now, I actually had the record of that. Long, long, long time ago, and I remember, and what really was cool about it, too, is that it was an instrumental, and it sort of just, it took you places, and through the instrumentation and some of the use of synths, if I recall correctly back then, it was one of the, you know, the real early days of electronics incorporating that into music as well. All right, so we've got this poll, obviously, that's happening, as I was telling you about. Well, that is significant because you've got Donald Trump, who was president, and I think people may start to see the criteria may change, and this may help to also explain some of the surge of Nikki Haley. Being a governor, but also being United Nations ambassador, that foreign policy cred may play into this a little bit. But she's still, you know, light years behind Trump. Trump is light years ahead of everybody else. So we're going to see how this plays out. But as we saw what happened on October 7th, more so even than the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, because I think that's all baked in right now. But what happened in Israel, because it was so stark, because it was so shocking, because it was so close to home in terms of what we're hearing about, and we have terrible atrocities we're hearing about in Ukraine as well. But I think it was the Israeli or the Hamas attack on Israel that I think began to really change what the dynamic of this presidential campaign is going to be about and what's going to be important and what the candidates are going to be judged on. So I don't know. You know, Haley could rise. Ramaswamy, maybe he'll stumble a bit. I don't think he's got that kind of foreign policy cred. But here comes Gavin Newsom. You know, he went to China. He wants you to think he's got foreign policy cred. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. Anti-Semitism is on the rise across the country, and the White House says they will not tolerate it.
The White House is taking action to counter the surge in reported anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses in the wake of the Israel-Hamas conflict.
There's no place for hate in America, and we condemn any anti-Semitic threat or incident in the strongest terms.
The United Auto Workers strike has concluded after over 6 weeks as the union reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford. President Biden has issued an executive order on AI, emphasizing responsible development. Speaking from the White House, Biden said it mandates companies building advanced AI systems to conduct safety tests and share results with the government before launch.
To make sure AI is safe and the system secure.
That's the latest. Dave Collins, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Right back with the Ed Gerwinger Group. That is Frankenstein. Very fast production response. I appreciate that. All right, folks. There it is. Yeah, that's Frankenstein, Ed Gerwinger Group from back in the day. And just a great song and a great theme, basically. And so thanks to James and Clearwater for mentioning that and reminding us of it. And so we're glad to come back there with Frankenstein here on this Halloween edition, live Tuesday morning, October 31st, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning, 949-822-7959. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website if you'd like to send me a direct message. And once again, thanks to James and Clearwater. Yeah, that's cool. And that, and we got to hear Frankenstein on top of that. But it's like it's a long song, though, too. It's a really long song. I'm almost thinking it's like, it's, yeah, well, I guess it's, you know, it's probably about 5 minutes long or so. But definitely, even for those days, when they came out in the 70s, songs still had to be, you know, 3 minutes long, this kind of thing. And it started to break the barrier. Then later on, Elton John actually tried to break the 4 minute single. And I think he tried to do that, and did very well, I think, with Philadelphia Freedom, if I'm not mistaken on that. But for radio and for FM back then, especially as FM was coming into play, you'd still have to keep your songs a little bit shorter. But as the time went on, and if you had some stations that were more like album-oriented rock, stuff like that, you'd hear other tracks. You'd hear deeper tracks, as it were. All right, so once again, back to the program, everybody. Glad to be with you, of course. So let's listen. I've been talking about scary stuff this morning, and I don't know if it gets any more scary than Kamala Harris when she's asked questions about stuff. It doesn't matter what stuff, it just always comes out, and it's kind of scary. Well, let's listen in. She was just recently on 60 Minutes, and she had a question about what's the message to Iran right now, because we're sending all the stuff over into that area. You know, we got the carrier strike groups. We got all kinds. We got other troops heading over there, just in case and this kind of thing. Well, during the interview with 60 Minutes, she was asked, what's the message to Iran? Well, let's hear what Kamala Harris had to say about that. Let's listen in.
And what's the message to Iran?
Don't.
As President Biden said, just don't.
Exactly. One word. Pretty straightforward.
One word. Pretty straightforward. Don't. Don't what? Don't do terrorist attacks in the United States. Don't, set off a nuclear bomb. Don't what? Just don't. I mean, okay, that's fine, but that's, and she's trying to be resolute, right? She's trying to be resolute. I don't know, somebody came up with, they must have all been sitting around the table in the Situation Room and said, well, what do we tell people? What do we say to people of what we're telling Iran what to do? Because we have all this stuff going over there. I don't know, how about just tell them don't? Just say don't, whatever it is, don't, because they don't know what it is. Actually, I don't think that's what it is. Our good friend Denise Simon, who we'll be talking with here in just a little bit, from founderscode.com, she hypothesizes that there are, that they know what could be in the offing, and this is one of the reasons why there is that buildup. It's not just because they're showing support for Israel, although that's a huge component, but that they may be aware or afraid, for lack of a better term, that there could be something else that Iran might be up to. So they just tell them don't. Just don't. Don't do it, right? That's, I guess, the thing. So then, because the thing, right? I just did a Joe Bidenism, and I didn't even realize it. The thing. Okay, so let's go to our second clip of Kamala Harris. But here comes this question. So they're in her office. There's sort of like they're in her vice president's office, and so the interviewer from 60 Minutes starts talking about Dem donors are worried. Okay, they're worried that Biden may not be able to run, and she's probably not the person to sort of take up the mantle. Right. So let's listen in, because it's quite an interesting little exchange. And she actually looks pretty nervous in this from what I've seen on the video of this. So let's listen in.
We were talking to some Democratic donors, and they have told us that should something befall President Biden and he is not able to run, that there would be a free for all for who would run as president. You are in the spot that would be unnatural for you to step up, but we're hearing from donors that they would not naturally fall into line. Why is that?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to engage in that hypothetical, because Joe Biden is very much alive and running for re-election. So
but you do know. I mean, that is a concern, and a legitimate concern, I would say.
I hear from a lot of different people a lot of different things, but let me just tell you, I'm focused on the job. I truly am.
Focus on the job. I truly am. And Joe Biden's very much alive. Now, she also has to confirm that Joe Biden's very much alive and is, running for president. They've got to be absolutely terrified and horrified of what is going to happen to them in the election. Because, first of all, they got this Iran problem that they've got. They've got this this Israel problem to them, right? That is, well, how do we, it's not so much, oh my gosh, Israel was attacked, we have to do something. It's more like, well, we have to kind of support Israel, but we really have to really more emphasize the rules of war to them and then go out and tell everybody that we know that we went over there and told them to follow the rules of war, as opposed to, I think a different way of sort of approaching this, where more Americans would kind of think, okay, right, we do have a singular purpose in this. And then, of course, you've got Jayapal, I believe, out there saying, well, you know, it's going to be hard on President Biden because, the Arab constituencies and so forth are going to be mad at Joe Biden for supporting Israel, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I think they're trying to walk this tightrope. Well, there are times in history where if you just decide to walk the tightrope, it's going to not work out well. You've got to lead. You've got to go out there. And if I had the ability to counsel the president, I would say, you know, you've got to let the chips fall where they may on this and go out and tell the American. Now, he'll never do this. I know this is all just hypothetical. It's all just, you know, an idea. But you'd go out there and you would tell the American people, this is what it is, and this is what we have to do. And I may offend some constituencies, but if I offend you because we are standing against the murder of babies, that we are standing against a terror group who wants to push Israel into the ocean for real, and that's not rhetoric, well, then I don't want your vote. I don't want this. And, of course, yes, I know, in the real world of politics, that rarely would ever happen. But it's something that I think that you think about, that I think about, that we all would think, you know, you just have to, I mean, this is an emergency, you know, okay? It's just an emergency, and we absolutely have to do things a little bit differently, perhaps. But what do you think about this thing with Kamala Harris about, you know, these donors? And you're talking to the vice president, you know, for goodness sake, and you're talking to the vice president, and you're telling her, well, these donors, they're kind of worried, and they don't think you're the person to step into this thing and whatnot. And that was probably not a good day later on after that interview wrapped up. I would have to think that probably made her a little bit angry, understandably so. I mean, you know, it's kind of odd. You know, here you are, you're the vice president, and with the notion that you would step in, you know, under whatever circumstances, that's the way the system is set up, but yet people don't really want you to run for president. Because deep down they don't really think that you really could be a good president. And that's gotta hurt, no doubt about it. But it is very revealing. It means that there is a very difficult time out there, and even traditional supporters of everything Democrat no matter what, that's falling apart, and she can't even rely on that. That's huge. That's a big deal. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back. We've got our second Trucker Traveler report. Can't believe it's already here, and we will reveal the song. Stay with us, folks.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right, burn, baby, burn. We're not going to bed anytime soon. But I know that Joe Biden might want to, so that's fine, because we're going to keep things going in the overnights all across the country. And wherever you're listening from, we sure do appreciate it, especially if you're listening on live stream. And by the way, don't forget, you can always go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If ever there's a weather-related event or you can't find something's coming on, your radio won't come on or something else, definitely want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, because we got you covered over there with the live stream. So definitely make a note of that if you would. All right, folks. Well, it is time for the big reveal. I appreciate James in Clearwater called in earlier and suggested, thought it might could be Frankenstein, but we got to use that, by the way, as a bumper. Very fast-acting production there, so we're glad about that. But here we go, folks. This is actually for the Trucker Traveler Report here. We're going to listen in to a little bit of this classic. And it's just... Of course, it was an instant sensation, and even today, it's got a great sound, doesn't it? Pretty scary. Thriller, folks. No one can escape the evil of the Thriller. And that was, of course, Vincent Price was part of that whole production as well. And the reason I was saying it was a lengthy song back then, it was in and of itself a lengthy song, but the video, the music video, back when MTV, back in those days, they played music videos and stuff, it was like 14 minutes long. And that was unheard of back then. John Landis, the film director, directed the video for Thriller. It was a huge, you know, a huge production for a music video at that time. But, of course, Michael Jackson, what else would you expect for somebody like him at that time? And so there it is. There's Thriller. And really quite a monumental album as well for Michael Jackson back then. But still very scary, no doubt about it, here on this Halloween edition of the program. And so once again, folks, it's time for our Trucker and Traveler Report. And then in a few moments here, we'll be speaking, of course, with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook to talk about all things foreign policy and politics. All right, so let's start up again for our friends in Montana. We got some bad air going on there right now. This all the way from the Canadian border down through Kalispell, through Missoula, and down U.S. Highway 93 for our friends in Stevensville, by the way. Also Hamilton, and then down to, I believe, Darby as well. So we have that happening. It's going to warm up in Southern California. It's going to be 80s. Oh, boy. Looks like we've also got some cold temperatures in the offing as well. Frost advisory if you're heading out towards Barstow. It looks like that could be in effect overnight this night, tonight, this morning, 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday. But then it should warm up significantly, especially in the Southern California area. Freeze watches and warnings continue in southern Arizona, southern New Mexico, of course, almost all of Texas. The north portion of Texas, basically, with a freeze warning, and then on up through Oklahoma, up through Poplar Bluff, by the way, if you're in Missouri, and on through Indiana, Dayton, Ohio, up towards Cleveland as well. Chicago, you got a gale warning coming in off the lake there. And then also we continue with freeze watches in parts of southeast Virginia, down through southwest Virginia, west North Carolina, and then down through parts of South Carolina as well. We've got freeze warnings. Atlanta, Georgia, you've got a freeze warning, freeze watch going on. Southern Georgia, you've got a fire weather watch, which is basically, again, you've got a breezy post frontal northerly winds, critically low humidities in that area. Now, in terms of our precipitation, we'll take a quick look there. We continue to see a lot of snow that's happening in St. Paul, Minnesota right now for our friends there. This is going to head up towards Duluth as well, and then down through Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and then down towards just west of Madison right now. You've got the snow there on the radar map. So that's where we're seeing a lot of the precipitation. Now, as we go through November, things are going to change up a lot more. I know that for a fact, and we'll bring it to you each night here on the Trucker Traveler Report. All right, without further ado, let's head over and say good morning to our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. One of the things that caught my eye earlier today was that there is a Hamas leader who says that Palestinian civilians need to die for the revolution. You know, is anybody going to criticize that like they criticize Israel?
Was that Ismail Haniyeh?
It was, as a matter of fact.
And interestingly enough, where is his home? And where is he being safeguarded? Doha, Qatar.
No kidding. So Qatar comes back into the picture again.
Well, they've been there all along. I mean, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we blame an awful lot of things on Iran. But I would argue that Qatar is just as guilty. They're the ones that harbor and finance terror.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, and of course, as you said, a lot of the focus is on Iran. But if you've got somebody who actually says that, quote, this is a quote, we need the blood of women, children, and the elderly of Gaza so as to awaken our revolutionary spirit. That's sick and evil.
And Hamas is so wealthy because of Qatar and because of Iran that they were actually offering to Hamas fighters $10,000 and a place to live for every Israeli body they could bring back.
This is medieval. Of course it is. Yeah, this is no other way to describe it.
Of course it is. And, you know, how is it that the Arabs, all things Arabs, have forced a Jewish home, a Jewish government, to manage Palestinians that hate the Jews when the other Arab nations are not doing anything but continuing to fund it? So, I mean, they're all complicit.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're going to hit to the top of the hour news right now. When we come back, folks, we've got a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon. So check her out at FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're coming right back after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.